Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
One move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to and spit on that thing. You get me?
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
All right. Sweet spot. Next. Mino out this week. We have Sod in today and tomorrow. I believe Michael Dixon and I are teaming up Friday as well. Summer dry dock is in full swing. As I look across the table, I see a Rich, I see a Lando, and I see a Bob in the hard line. And Connor, who's bringing you this?
ET's Market and Bakery brings you Brewer Bob.
What are you doing?
Hey now.
We have to say hello to the mic that has been fixed.
Has it?
Is this, this is fine?
This is fine. I realized that I had made the mistakes the last 2 days.
Uh-oh.
I went to corrections.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
It is now correct now, but what? EA found out did the wrong math.
Oh, boy.
The last
third
2 days.
Person, huh?
Well, I'm just going to read the first four words here. And
oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Because you're telling me this is correct, I'm going to say today is July 7th.
Oh, that part is wrong, too. I was going through changes.
That's the correct part?
Yeah. No, that part is...
That's not
that
correct.
No. No.
Okay, we'll start with the correct part.
I'm not sure that's correct.
After.
I built it over here, and I'm going to send it over there.
See, I thought you meant the day of the year stuff, because the last 2 days they were
are
wrong.
Those right?
And I corrected those.
Okay.
So those are right.
Okay.
Did not see the date part.
You know what? I'm going to think on my feet. And I'm going to say today is not July 7th. Today is July 8th, 2026. So the rest of this information is said to be true. You're going to have to do your own math on it, but we believe it to be the 189th day of the year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
With 176 days to go, which means we're halfway.
Thereabouts.
Yay!
Today is National Freezer Pop Day.
Okay.
EA tells us.
Let's go.
Today is also National Chocolate with all.
It's overrated.
National Cucumber Salad Day.
I like a cucumber salad.
And
Mark. Why?
Hey, stop!
It's refreshing.
Sounds suggestive. I'm not sure. And then National Raspberry Day.
Okay.
Overrated.
Every day is National Raspberry.
Solid berry.
Yes. Overrated.
When did people stop giving raspberries as a reaction? That was a big thing in Little Rascals.
Yep. So maybe the 30s, did they stop?
Does nobody do raspberries anymore when they're really upset with something?
They were banned after World War II.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No.
All right, let's see. Today in history. Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
The year is 941, and the major occultation. What? Do you want to do this one?
The major occultation, or Rabi'at al-Kubra, of Muhammad al-Mahdi begins with the death of the fourth successive agent of the hidden imam, the 12th Shia of Islam.
Okay.
Interesting.
Cool.
Okay.
That was well done.
Yeah.
Was it well done? Do we know?
I got no
clue. Of course.
Like, do we actually know?
You're Muslim, well too. You can check.
No. No.
Now work on Suzuki.
You have to get on, like, Muslim Reddit to verify this, or why don't we do that?
Yes. EA will play the Muslim card.
Do we have
quite
Muslim
often.
Reddit?
The major, oh, absolutely.
Maybe Wiki Muslim.
The major occultation? Occultation.
I'll be damned.
All right. I'm not positive I've ever heard that before, but thank you, EA. 1796, the U.S. State Department issues the first U.S. passport. Wow.
Damn.
Okay. Wonder if they checked with the Native Americans on that one.
Wow.
In 1835, the Liberty Bell cracks again in Philadelphia, likely while tolling for George Washington's birthday, creating the famous fracture that prevents it from ringing today.
And then it was featured in Arlington for a few years when it was called AmeriQuest.
That's exactly right.
Not the
Rangers.
Same bell.
Oh, not the same one.
Ever seen the Liberty Bell?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Big letdown?
I mean, it's a bell. Well,
it's about 2 feet high and it's sitting in glass. I was like,
getting
why
super
is it not
excited?
In a bell tower?
Yeah.
Not the bell dozer.
I think if your expectations are too high to see a bell, it might be a internal problem, right?
That was a big American history letdown for me, as was Plymouth Rock. You ever seen Plymouth Rock?
No.
It's not even half the size around as this table. we're sitting at.
Really?
Yeah. This is what they saw out
you just
at
get there.
Sea in 1620 to know there was land there? No way they saw that.
Guys, in 1889, John L. Sullivan successfully defended the last officially sanctioned bare-knuckle World Heavyweight Prizefighting Championship when Jake Kilrain's trainer throws in the towel after 75 rounds near Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Wow.
Now, they were one-minute rounds, but that's still...
They have the hog open back then?
That's a lot of...
His conditioning was up to snuff.
That's a lot of trips around the ring for the ring girl, am I right?
He had a post-fight meal at Letha's.
Yeah.
His Wikipedia page is... quite interesting. The picture is...
John L. Sullivan?
Yes. The mustache is fierce.
Hell yeah.
Big handlebar?
Big handlebar. Well, medium-sized handlebar, shirtless. Just a...
Crossed arms?
Yeah, crossed arms.
Feels like handlebars were huge back then.
Boston Strong Boy was the nickname.
Okay.
The Boston Strong Boy.
1950, General Douglas MacArthur named Commander-in-Chief of UN forces in Korea. Mm-hmm. 1973, the Mets are 12.5 back in the National League, will go on to win the pennant. Spoiler. 1975, Gerald Ford announces that he will seek the Republican presidential nomination. He's already president, by the way. 1990, at precisely 12:34:56 on 7-8-90, we had the once-in-a-lifetime 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0 date stamp moment.
Yay!
It'll never happen again, guys.
Like he's really fired up for that.
1994, there's no question. Preliminary trial rules, there is enough evidence to try O.J. Simpson.
O.J.?
1996.
What evidence did they really have?
The Spice Girls released their debut single, Wannabe, in the UK. And in 2023, British singer-songwriter Elton John completes his international Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour in Stockholm, Sweden.
Isn't he still doing concerts?
Don't worry about that.
I feel like we've had a couple farewells.
Still make money.
Everybody has multiple farewells.
Bob, also in 1990, big sports day. You'd be interested in this. Germany defeated Argentina 1-0 in Rome to win the World Cup, FIFA World Cup final.
What year?
1990.
Yeah.
And then the Milwaukee Brewers set a baseball record. Do you know which one this is?
What year?
1990. This is all on the same day.
Wow.
July 7th or July 8th?
Brewers record.
We know that yet from yesterday that it wasn't 8 stolen bases in one inning.
No.
A Brewers record on this day, the year I graduated from high school. Was this the longest game in American League history with the White Sox?
No, this is 13 runs in the fifth inning to beat the California Angels 20-7.
Damn.
Huh.
Big fifth inning.
Might have been the day I called for Rudy Jaramillo's firing.
What did the sloppy double fister think of that, though?
Oh, yes.
It's the two-fisted slopper.
It's probably a little cleaner name that he has for it, Sean, than you did.
Did you watch that video, by the way?
I heard the audio yesterday.
You got to go.
Video's terrible.
Watch it on Twitter.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
All right, we have this from Val as a P1 birthday. Today is the 23rd birthday of my son, Jack. He is a backseat P1. Grew up listening to the Little Ticket several years ago. A subbing Davey called him Backseat Jack, which I think is quite funny. He's a recent graduate of Texas A&M. I don't know who his leaders are, but mine are Sweet Grego Luca, Barron Sports Landscape, and Grace Period. Drop requests, Ty appropriately dismissing liberals, or Fly Bob stuck in a window shade.
Libs.
Please ask Corby to bring back my Joey.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your attention on this matter from Val. All right. Happy birthday, Jack.
Indeed.
You don't have Fly Bob stuck in the window shade anywhere? All right. It's probably bad form to ask for yourself anyway. Sports birthdays. The one and the only Virgil van Dijk is 35 today. And Dylan wanted to make sure we pointed out the finest captain in the Premier League in the last decade or so. So, okay, Dylan. Rich Peverly's 42.
Star.
Former Dallas star and current AGM, I think. We have Sophia Bush, 44.
Hot.
From One Tree Hill. And EA says super hot.
We don't. It's not breaking news, but we do have something brewing right now.
What do you got?
Von Miller just posted on Twitter a picture of himself in a Cowboys uniform.
Excuse me?
Wow.
For real?
Yes.
That might alter the show a little bit.
Now, this wasn't Von Crane.
That might get the people going.
Von Crane.
Football.
Okay, just want to make sure.
That could get the people going. All right, we'll continue to monitor.
In a 24 jersey.
Yeah.
Right. David Cornsweat? Anyone? 33, don't Superman?
His name is Cornsweat?
Cornsweat?
Yes. Cornsweat.
I like Cornsweat better.
I like Cornsweat better.
It's Cornsweat. He's the current Superman.
Okay. Thank you, yeah.
Maya Hawke, 28. Robin and Stranger Things, daughter of Ethan and Uma Thurman.
Well,
yeah.
Jaden Smith is 28. EA says that's Will Smith's weird son. Although I think we spelled weird wrong there. But Kevin Bush is 68. Kevin Bacon is 68. Don't know where I got the word Bush there, but from Footloose, of course. The great Jeffrey Tambor, who also was a friend of the show.
Hey, now.
Have we 82. Forgiven him of his transgressions?
Well, maybe this is somebody else because it's spelled Tamobor here.
Is Arrested Development so good you can just forget all the bad stuff?
Man, I feel like you're keeping me on my toes, EA.
Only about, which season was the Netflix season? Course.
Like that the fifth, like, I think.
The last one.
Yeah. That one's not any good.
Yeah. It's of
not.
Course.
But that was a prior to that, it's genius.
Sebastian Manicuso, the comedian. Yeah. 53.
Maniscalco.
Do you think that's how that's spelled?
Manicalco? No, that's incorrect.
Can't you just copy and paste from the internet?
It's like he's rolling barrels at me as I'm trying to get up to Donkey Kong here. I'm just jumping him and trying to get to the ladder real fast.
Actually, I spelled it right, Lando, so don't even. I just checked.
Manicalco?
Maniscalco.
You spell it.
It's M-A-N-I-S.
No, that's not how you spelled it. You're already off how you spelled it out here.
Oh, man.
Right?
Quick to blame me, though, right? It's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Born on this day, but unfortunately, they're no longer with us. Toby Keith, 62.
Toby Keith.
Nelson Rockefeller, 72. And John D. Rockefeller, 97. All of them? Okay. Hmm. Who knows, really, right? Dead on this day, still dead.
Five.
Also, we kind of missed Marshawn Nealon, born on this day.
Oh, now dead. Way to go, EA.
But,
That's
kind of a big one.
That's today's sad story on Sports Radio.
Let's see. Tony Sirico. Pauly Walnuts died in 2022.
Dang. This is a great character.
And how do I say this guy's name here?
Shinzo Abe.
His last name is
Shinzo Abe.
I figured it was Abe, but yes. Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, was assassinated on this day.
You don't remember that?
2022?
A guy made like a 3D printed gun and shot him in public.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that, but...
That's why today doesn't suck.
I will now research it carefully for next year.
Thank you, Brian.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
And you're done. Yay.
Good work, EA.
Good work, EA. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye, Felicia.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.